that he took your whole, did you ever get the lure back? Did the fish have it in his mouth still?
No, he shook it out. But that is the real truth.
How big was the fish?
This fish weighed about 7 pounds.
And he broke a 10-pound line?
Yes, he went right on off with that line, just like it was nothing. But sure enough, he did get that,
did it taste two mean, fish. Did it taste mean and ornery, or was it a good fish?
Oh, he was a nice trout. We baked him. I mean, he was real nice. I skin him. I don't scrape the scales off a skin.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and bake him.
I never went fishing in my whole life.
Oh, you just missing half your whole life.
He said it's really fun.
It is.
And he went fishing once with his boss, but his boss doesn't like women, so he sent me inside with his wife and took my husband fishing.
For goodness sake.
He thinks women should just be in the kitchen cooking. They don't need
to. Oh, well, that's food.
Where do you live?
Atlanta. But they caught fish that day, and they taught me how to clean them, you know. But mm-hmm. She said you scrape them. But I cut my finger on it.
Oh.
You can cut yourself real bad, I guess.
Well, the fins, you know, they've got sharp fins on the backs, and there's several different type of fish.
Well, and some of them are scale fish, and you do scrape scales off and some of them.
But these fish that we...
you skin those.
Yeah, we got a pond right down here, Charlie Pond. That's where that fish that we had so much trouble trying to land.
But when I bought a... We have a grocery near us where they get fresh fish on Wednesdays. Mm. And I got a trout there that was about this big. And he skinned it and cut the head off and the tail and took out most of the bones. So when I got home, I just had to put some butter on it and... Put it in the oven, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know the catfish, you know, you skin those.
Yeah, I never had any catfish.
Well, they make the finest kind of stew.
Really?
Now, some people don't like catfish. It's just going where you catch them at. You know, most any fish will eat any kind of stuff that deteriorates. And, you can catch them out of the Briar Creek, you can catch them out of the Savannah River. Some good fish in the Savannah River. And there's several ponds here on Mill Haven.
And Briar Creek is right where Mill Haven is, just about 4 miles away.
Yeah, just about. Well, down here is Charlie Pond. That's where I fish. And we got another pond over here, Railroad Pond. Well, that's a new pond. There's a lot of nice fish in that pond. And up here at Hills Mill, that's another big pond. And they have white catfish in them ponds.
Mm.
And
any of those walking catfish here from Florida?
No, we don't have any fish like that here. We have brim, we have shell crackers, we have catfish, trout. People call them trout, bass. We call them trout, too. And we have speckled brim. And then we have a whole lot of red horses. That they like a sucker. Only a sucker is a fish that's only got millions of bones in it, just like trying to eat a paper pin. When you eat one of them, but they're sweet fish. You cut them, you know, and fry them brown, eat bones and all. This is a fish country down here.
Yeah, it sure sounds like you must have a lot of fun fishing.
Oh, we do.
Did you ever see Governor Maddox?
I never have met him. He's been down to our town, Sylvania. He spoke down there several times.